see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his head. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Do, 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 do. Oh. Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord
day. care and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
Welcome this morning to Truth Source, the Word of God, as we seek to discover sound biblical truth for today's world through the study of Scripture. This is Pastor Alan Morrison from Christ Range Church in Frederick County, Virginia, with today's message titled, All Those Who Heard It Marveled. Today's message is based on Isaiah 62, 6-12, and Luke 2, 1-20. So let us begin with prayer. God of glory, your splendor shines from a manger in Bethlehem into the darkness of human night. Open our eyes to Christ's presence in the shadows of our world so that we, like him, may become beacons of your justice and defenders of all for whom there is no room. Everlasting God, your Son is the light of the world. Your Son is the way, the truth, and the life. Lead us by your light and truth. Looking for Jesus, let us find him. Look for by Jesus, we are found first. Amen. So turn now in your Bibles to Isaiah 62, starting at verse 6. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent, and give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no longer give your grain as food for your enemies, and the sons of a foreigner shall not drink your new wine, for which you have labored. But those who have gathered it shall eat it, and praise the Lord. Those who have brought it together shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, take out the stones, lift up a banner for the peoples. Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be sought out, a city not forsaken. Well, this is Christmas morning. Glory to God in the highest. This is a day all Christians should rejoice in and feel the great joy of knowing that God loves you enough to come to earth, to live in a state far below his normal, to be born in the cold and windy night, and have a bunch of smelly shepherds come to visit, to suffer the reality of the life, to die miserably, all because God loves you. On this Christmas morning, set aside all the excitement of the traditional Christmas and settle yourself in a stable, a barn, and the wonder of God with us. So briefly from our reading of Isaiah 62, we have a message of assurance for the people. After all the doom and gloom of world events, many of which we live in this day, we have a promise and a charge from God. I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent. To understand this, we need to know the role and importance of the watchman in Isaiah's time. The watchman kept watch for robbers as well as armies who desired to do harm to the people. The watchman kept watch for his family and all the other families. The penalty for sleeping on the job was death. When a threat was seen, the watchman would call out a warning to the people to alert them to defend themselves. Life and prosperity of all was their purpose. It was taken very seriously. But the watchman God refers to here is a very special one. They keep watch day and night. They do not hesitate to call out their warnings. And these watchmen are watchmen of God and for God's people. Day and night, they must shout their warnings for the evil of the world that may be creeping in. The bulk of this message is what a conquered people may expect when the enemy is vanquished. And it says, then suddenly, and God's message takes a turn in verse 10, build up the highway, take out the stones, and lift up a banner for the peoples. The Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, Say to the daughter of Zion, surely your salvation is coming. This is no longer an earthly threat, but the arrival of not only of a king, but of the king. Again, we have road repairs, as was a truly glorious moment. The banner raised is not that of the king, but of the people, for the coming of the kingdom is for them. So who is this watchman? Someone specially selected for a specific task? Do the people take turns in watching for both the enemy and for the coming of the king? No. We are all called to be watchmen, to pay attention to the evil of the world and help our neighbors and other believers to become aware and to prepare for battle, to forward the truth of God to all who will listen, that they too will find the opportunity of salvation. So we as watchmen are to be the ones who prepare the way for the king. When he comes in the clouds in his glory, we will alert all in the knowledge that we have done what we can to assure they will be prepared to accept his judgment in confidence of their salvation. So who can hear if there is no teacher? Who can be alert if there is no watchman? So turning now to Luke's account of the Christmas morning, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augusta that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judah, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. The angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all those who heard it marveled at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. Something I have not done for many years, either on Christmas morning or on Christmas Eve. I always read this passage as a short recap of all we have come to expect. To get the full story, we must add Matthew's for other details and John and Mark for a slightly different look at this miraculous event. Luke is the version in most Christmas plays and cards because it is the more complete. Luke, being a Gentile and not a Jew, adds the details that Jews would have understood without comment, but non-Jews would need help in understanding, and this has blessed multiple generations. Nearly everything in this story is unusual. An unmarried couple, having their first child, having to do this in a stable, the meanest of conditions without help. There was no midwife in that stable, and Mary was very young and inexperienced. The comfort of the animals and their body heat was the best they could have. And Mary, befuddled and uncertain from the angel's message to Joseph's strange acceptance, and suddenly, out of the dark, are a band of shepherds. Now, late at night, the last thing you want to run into in the dark was a band of shepherds. They were looked down on as unclean and troublesome. Yet they barge into the greatest in greatest reverence, not scary at all, but in total worship of the babe lying in the manger. Mary, could the angel have been right? Is this child truly the Son of God? Mary and Joseph may have wondered, but the shepherds were certain. They left the stable in total worship, some of these coarse and usually irreverent men praising God, telling all they met what they had experienced. If there was doubt, it should be removed that these men exclaimed the miracle that they had witnessed. Who could doubt the mighty band of angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." These angels were not the hallmark angels, but the warriors of heaven. Their song tells clearly the intent of God, peace and goodwill to all. And this is the Christmas message and the meaning of the child shivering in the night. The shepherds on that night were God's watchmen on the wall. Well, they were actually in a field, and they were watching their sheep. But suddenly, they became a different kind of watchmen. They saw. They warned the world of what was happening. They didn't look in indifference, but they recognized the power of God was on display, and they obeyed the angels. They did not keep this great event private, but shared it with all they met, and all those who heard it marveled. They marveled that the shepherds were bringing such a message. They marveled at the glory that God has shared on that night. And they marveled that after 700 years, could the promise of God be at hand? Everything was set up wrong. The priests were to bring the message, at least a prophet, that it should come in the temple and not a barn. And this is the wonder of Christmas, that God reveals to us what He desires in a way He desires. We must be alert to see and to hear. Isaiah tells us to be watchmen. The shepherds actually were. But how about you? Are you carefully watching for the coming glory? Are you sharing the blessings of Christ? And when your day arrives, will God declare to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? Know this, feel this. For it is Christmas, and God hath come upon earth to share it with you. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen. So let us pray. God of all grace, you have sent your Son to be our Redeemer, to give light in our darkness, pardon for our sins, and hope in our turmoil. Accept now our hearty thanks for your Word made flesh. We have met our Savior here. We know your promises are true, and our hearts have been nourished. Send us forth to live obediently as watchmen until we gather here again in His name. Go now into the world carrying Christmas with you into everyday life. Open the inn within you. Make room for that gift of gifts, even of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So thank you for joining us today on the radio. If able, find a good church and worship with God's people. But we pray you will find God here as well. You can hear a message every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on this radio station, or join us in person at Christ Range Church at 11 a.m. for Truth Source, the Word of God. If you missed a message, go to www.talkwinchester.com, then the Church Services tab, and then Christ Reigns. You can also find the text and video of this message on our website. This is from Christ Range Church, www.crpchurch.com. Have a very Merry Christmas.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and those who know it best. Same hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and his love, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sing creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.
Repeat the sounding joy.